Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
You know, Mike, that harkens me back to listening to Brother Francis in one of the lectures in, I believe it was cosmology, about the how we acquire knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we acquire knowledge only through our senses. Through sensory experience, whether it be auditory, visual, you know, tactile, taste, you know, sense. But we need to use those senses to get to acquire knowledge. And the further we are away from all five of those combined, the farther we are away from the actually knowing what we're trying to understand. So the closer we come to using all of those, the better we understand or come to know whatever that subject is, which is why seeing someone face-to-face and spending time with them is so much more powerful than listening to them over the phone or looking at them on a chat or texting them back and forth. Because we really, while we're communicating with them, we are really in a situation where we're just talking to that phantasm. We're just looking at a single phantasm, as opposed to combining all those things together. Which is why, you know, when we met in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
While we were interacting, we didn't know each other. I mean, we knew of each other, but we didn't know each other. But we could spend 5 minutes together and actually get to know someone because you start combining those elements of the senses together to really come to understand that thing that is Mike Church, that thing which is Jah's will. And beyond that, beyond the veil of James as opposed to Jaws, who that person is.
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing with this technology thing. And it filters down to this lack of civility because we no longer interact with people. We now interact with representations of people through a digital media.
Right.
So we don't have any concept of actually understanding who people are. Which is why people text when they're sitting right next to each other, because they're uncomfortable. They're uncomfortable with that medium, which is the visual and the audio. I'll look at my little screen here and I'll message with you back and forth because I'm comfortable, even though I'm physically in your presence. I'm more comfortable in that, and because of that, we don't have any other sense of other people because we're not sharing emotions and senses with them.
Yeah, well, everything that you said is true, and I'll just add a little coda at the end. And that is this. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, and others out there, you may be a gentleman becoming a lady, I don't know. There can never be this thing called artificial intelligence. Now, it could be an artificial intelligence, but be very specific and think of how I am using artificial intelligence. In other words, it's not real. It's created, and it's not a being. It can't be a being. So it is a device then, so it is artificial of sorts. It's not organic, and it can have an intelligence, which means it can, through a series of logical of computations using logic and Boolean arithmetic and stuff and such, it can mimic the actual world of intelligence, but it can never actually be intelligent because it can't acquire knowledge through its five senses. It can't. And the only living organic beings can acquire knowledge through the five senses. You know, and one of the other things that why you should take the Philosophia Perennis class, and Joss has taken it, because you'll learn this in cosmology and in psychology, that there is a once you start, even an atheist, brother even says this, if an atheist were to come to the knowledge that his all of his knowledge was gained through his use of his senses, he would automatically begin to reject atheism, because he would see that intelligence is limited and only granted to man.